Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Let me get to my guest right now. He is Andy Harvey. He is the author of Excellence in Policing, a 25-year member of the law enforcement community. Andy, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thank you for giving me some time this morning. I know you've got a blog that you do here on American Warrior Radio talking about policing, the issue here, which seems to be supposedly driving these protests around the country.
Yeah, well, you know, there's some work to do. Obviously, what happened in Minneapolis, we're all sickened by what we all saw. And so what I believe is the number one thing is that we still lack mutual understanding. And so we still have a ways to go as far as understanding each other's world. And it shouldn't be each other's world. It should be one world. But there's two worlds, and we collide at times. And that's what happened in Minneapolis. And here we go. So,
yeah. What do you think? What do you think drives that? I mean, what makes a difference there? I've tried to parse this out in my brain. There are bad people in every profession. These are getting a lot of attention because of they've been recorded. I'm not denying that these incidents have gone on for years. But how do you fix it? Because there can't be a police department in America that doesn't have policies aimed at preventing this sort of thing, yet it happens anyway.
That's absolutely right. We can have policy all day long, but if we have one individual that goes outside of that, way outside of that, then we have to respond to that in a way that is open and transparent and swiftly. I think that's the other frustrating part. For people to the trust rating for them when we take our time and we're not open about what we're doing, and it seems that we're trying to cover up. I think that's a big one, and so we need to be better than that. We need to play play chess. We need to be smarter in how we do things, and we need to be intentional on how we do things. But you're right, we cannot. It's going to be in final. People don't want to hear this, but it's going to be impossible to prevent every single bad judgment, right, or bad decision. But when one happens, we need to respond accordingly.
Yeah, I would agree. What's been your reaction? What's the reaction you're hearing from your friends who are still in law enforcement, who are still on the street every day? What we had, you know, one of the officers here who was involved in this wrote a book called The Ferguson Effect. And the fact that, you know, every police officer in America ends up with a target on their back after something like this, they've got to be a little nervous about what's happening.
Well, it does. You know, it's interesting. One incident affects all of us. And here's the frustrating part. We have worked tirelessly, and really Ferguson changed a lot of things, as you discussed at the very beginning. And we have worked tirelessly to continue to build trust and confidence and respect and those things that are important to our nation. And they really are. And so when you think about every day, how many encounters, police citizen encounters we have, they're in the millions, right? And when we have one incident out of all of those, it's interesting how far that we have to how far it touches back.
Yes.
One incident can do that to all of us. So it affects all of us. We're all frustrated, but we got to keep going and figure this out.
That's Andy Harvey, author of Excellence in Policing. And, of course, you can follow his blog there at AmericanWarriorRadio.com. Andy, thank you.
You bet.
Yep, I appreciate that.
Get more at 971talk.com.